Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. Today, I want to talk about discovering what brings you purpose in life. There's so many people go through the motions and they just go to work and they do what they have to do and they're biding their time until they get to retirement. And that to me is sad because it means you don't like what you're doing every day and you're devoting the largest percentage of your life to an activity that you don't enjoy doing. So the point is if you could find out or if you could discover what actually brings you the purpose in life, then you spend your days doing what you truly love doing and you feel like you're making a difference. And if you do this, you're then able to live your life with a sense of purpose. And if you're living with a sense of purpose, you're taking the time, you know, that's the first step, let's put it that way. And then the other step in this process is once you get to that sense of purpose and you're living from that perspective, you also have to take the time to appreciate the ride along the way. And if you're doing what you're meant to do and you're taking the time to appreciate what you're doing, you can't help but experience bliss. That's what we're talking about. How do you get to bliss, right? And that's that state of pure happiness. We all want to be there. Everybody's striving to get there. And if you're lucky, you have moments of this. If you're really lucky, you have moments of bliss that you experience each week or even each day. But the goal here is to spend as much of your waking time in a state of bliss as you possibly can. Right? That's when you get to that point of pure happiness, right? Where the judgment falls away. You're living your life and you're appreciating your life and you're in that state of just pure joy and pure happiness. Sounds a little bit crazy, sounds a little bit out there, I understand. But there are people that do it. You know, and very often those people are, you know, you look at like monks where they spend days on end in meditation. Right? But most of us in the Western world and can't do that, right? Because we have families and jobs and things happening. Right? We don't have the luxury of just being able to sit in bliss, which is what, you know, a lot of the monks do. So what we have to do is we have to find a way to just get that bliss from time to time. And if you can figure out a way to get it into your daily life, then that's the goal. And again, a great way to start that is begin with looking at what brings purpose to your life and try to make that your occupation. Right? Do that every day. And then you're much closer to it. And you stay there because day in and day out, you're doing something that you really enjoy and you really appreciate. And again, if you can live your life that way and you appreciate the ride, you're going to experience more bliss in life. If you know anybody that can benefit from hearing this episode, send them a link. The link is joelbrookman.com. Ask them to subscribe. And once they get into the website, they can click on a link to iTunes or Stitcher where they can listen each day from a podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about being in service to others. But for today, I want you to think about what you're doing every day for work, and I want you to ask yourself if that really gives you purpose in life. If it doesn't, think about ways that you may be able to subtly change what you're doing. Maybe shed a few responsibilities, add a few responsibilities in another area, or if it means, you know, a wholesale change of your job or your life, start to explore those possibilities. Start to look into those things. Start to look at if you can replace your income, if it's feasible for you to do it, and look at some ways to get started down that path. Again, not suggesting you quit your day job just yet. Just want you to start planning for the future and looking for those ways or those things that give you purpose in life.